time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
In the spirit of the most recent holiday celebration called Thanksgiving, I wish to keep my comments to what I'm thankful for rather than the normal rant and raves that I usually deliver. If all goes well, by the time you're listening to this, the Jones family will have a celebration Thanksgiving in an outdoor setting, something that we've done in various locations in the past. This year it'll be at Patrick's Point. We are renting one of the cabins in the Agate Beach area. There are actually four of them, each 250 square feet. They sleep six comfortably, but it'll be just me and Mrs. Jones with, the possibility of a couple little ones getting away from their parents in a nearby campsite. There will be a picnic table set for 18 with the famous John Chaffin turkey and all the trimmings. All that said, in the midst of this worst pandemic in world history, not getting any better, but with the good signs of numerous pharmaceutical companies coming forth with a vaccination, I'm going to start with that as being what I'm most thankful for, next to my family, of course. Since coming back from spring training in March, we've gained so much. I now own a lawnmower from Schaefer's, Ace Hardware that is, a weed whacker, a really cool circle hoe, two new shovels, a rake, dozens of hanging plants, and two new fences, and a victory garden to blow your mind. Tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchini, acorn squash, carrots, beets, lettuce, leeks, onions, Swiss chard, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, corn beans, and snow peas. I still have a fall crop of carrots and beets coming in and some really good-looking Brussels sprouts growing on the stalk. Not to mention, this was the best crop of my famous Golden Globe artichokes that went into late September this year. All this in a front lawn that looks like it came out of Better Homes and Gardens. You know, I did miss a summer full of Little League games, a vacation or two to see our beloved Giants and our family in the Bay Area, fishing on the Rogue, and more, but all that'll be back soon enough. So at the end of the day, and in the end of this comment, I'm so thankful for the health and great welfare of my family. Our four sons are so blessed to have a loving family and strong ethics and security, knowing that they can and do work hard for what they have and what they need. As Mrs. Jones and I go forward into these twilight of times, we're reminded of the grace of our Heavenly Father and the history of a celebration, however you look at the political side of things, for the continued spirit that motivates the good in people because of our founding fathers. Their willingness to travel across an ocean, starve and die, and then starve and die once they got to the Americas. I am grateful for them, and knowing that my research has shown that we have kinfolks that came across on the Mayflower. The Joneses wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas to come forth in these challenging times. Keep the faith, my friends, and all will be well. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.